Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The fate of the Affordable Care Act is front and center on the third day of Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing, which has been riddled with some technical problems. And mics are set to be out again. President Trump's pick is not saying how she might rule on key matters, including Obamacare, which comes before the high court a week after the election. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports today's a last chance. Democrats on the GOP-led Senate Judiciary Committee have to grill the conservative who they fear could help overturn ACA and other landmark rulings they have championed.
With Amy Coney Barrett's nomination, it is almost certain that she will be approved. Republicans do have the votes to do that. But that what is happening here is a conversation about the politics on the ballot just a little under 3 weeks from now. And it is about the balance of power in the Senate. It's about who will be in the White House after this election. And it is, by and large, a conversation about politics for Democrats.
NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting. In Houston's first day of early voting, the region saw record turnout yesterday. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more.
Harris County, Texas, nearly doubled its previous early voting record from 2016, reporting more than 128,000 early votes cast Tuesday. Election officials say they had surpassed the 2016 record by 2 p.m. Philip Randall was one of the thousands at the polls in Houston on Tuesday.
I think our country is just literally on the edge of a cliff, and we've got an absolutely corrupt administration in the White House and in the Senate.
Election officials are expecting record turnout to continue. Harris County has added nearly 250,000 registered voters to rolls since 2016. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending the Trump administration's approach to North Korea, coming days after that country showcased new missiles at a military parade. We have details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Last weekend's military parade alarmed many North Korea watchers, who say it shows that the country has developed new dangerous missile capabilities. But Secretary Pompeo is trying to shift the focus.
You should know that the Chinese Communist Party conducted more missile tests last year than the rest of the world combined. The North Koreans, however, last year did exactly zero.
While he says the Trump administration has not achieved its objective in North Korea, to convince that country to give up its nuclear weapons, Pompeo believes U.S. diplomacy has reduced risk. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
Azerbaijan and Armenia are leveling new accusations against each other in a renewed conflict that appears to be widening. Russia had brokered a ceasefire agreement, but heavy fighting continues over the separatist territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. You're listening to NPR News. Dining out at night is now out of the question in France. Determined to bring the uptick in new coronavirus cases back down, the French government is reinstating strict safety measures designed to minimize large public gatherings where the virus can spread. That includes curfews in major cities. Reuters News Service is reporting President Emmanuel Macron said on national television today that anyone caught violating a curfew will be fined the equivalent of roughly $160. Macron says exceptions will be made for people who have to venture out at night for essentials. The first trial for sex abuse committed inside the Vatican has begun. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports a Vatican court has heard graphic descriptions of abuse and of cover-up by the two priests who are the defendants.
The case concerns the closed world of the St. Pius X Youth Seminary, which houses altar boys who serve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. One of the defendants is 28-year-old Reverend Gabriele Martinelli, accused of raping an altar boy between 2007 and 2012. The other defendant is 72-year-old Father Enrico Radice, the former rector who is charged with covering up the allegations. The case exploded 3 years ago when Italian media reported that a roommate of the victim acted as whistleblower, but was then expelled from the seminary. A Vatican investigation led to indictments last year. The trial resumes on October 27th. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The Dow has fallen 112 points since the open. This is NPR News.